You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is the founder of Awakened Bible Ministries, a passionate teacher of God's Word with a heart to see the church awakened, walking in truth and holiness, and in the power of God that brings freedom, deliverance, and revival found only in Jesus Christ. This week, Jeff begins a new series on God the Father. Who is the Father in the Trinity? What is His role in creation, providence, and redemption? And how does His fatherhood shape our relationship with Him? Today, we begin with a foundational question. Who is God the Father? Our scripture today comes from John chapter 6, verse 27. For on Him the Father God has set His seal. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. We are beginning a brand new series this week, focusing on God the Father. Now, over the last several weeks, we have looked into the fivefold ministry, and then we stepped into the depths of the Trinity. One God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, for the next 3 weeks, we are going to slow down and look at each person of the Godhead in detail. And today we will start with the Father. And this matters deeply because how you see the Father will shape your entire faith. If you see Him as a distant and harsh God, you will live in fear. If you see Him as weak or passive, you will doubt His authority. But if you see Him as Scripture reveals Him, the eternal, unchanging, holy, merciful, loving Father, you will walk in confidence, intimacy, and peace. Our key verse today is from John chapter 6, verse 27, and it says, "For on Him the Father God has set His seal." Jesus is speaking here, pointing to the truth that the Father Himself put His seal of approval and authority upon the Son. And this shows us that the Father is not far away or uninvolved. He is active, present, and central to everything about our salvation. So who is God the Father? He is the first person of the Trinity. He is eternal. He is uncreated. He is all-powerful. And He is all-loving. He is not part of a God or a fraction of a God. He is fully God. He is not the Son, and He is not the Spirit. Yet He is one in essence with both of them. Everything originates from Him. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, "Yet for us there is only one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through Him." Did you catch that? All things come from the Father, through the Son, and by the Spirit. The Father is the source, the fountainhead of all life and all creation. Think about how Scripture begins. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." It was the Father who willed creation into being. But He did not act alone. John chapter 1, verse 3 tells us that all things were made through the Son, the Word who became flesh. And Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 shows us the Spirit hovering over the waters. Creation itself was a Trinitarian act, but the Father is always revealed as the source, the architect, the one from whom all things flow. Acts chapter 17, verse 28 says, "For in Him we live and move and exist." Your very breath today is a gift from the Father. The reason your heart beats, the reason the universe doesn't collapse into chaos, is because the Father holds all things together by his sovereign will. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 17 says, "For in him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." That's who the Father is, the source of life, the sustainer of life, the one who holds everything in his hands. But let me pause here, because we need to address a lie that has crept into the church and into culture. Many people carry the idea that the God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the New Testament. They picture the Old Testament God as angry, wrathful, harsh, and distant. And then they think of the New Testament God in Jesus as loving, kind, and merciful. But that is a false picture. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says, "For I, the Lord, do not change." And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." The Father is the same God from Genesis all the way to Revelation. His holiness has never changed. His mercy has never changed. His love has never changed. In Genesis chapter 3, after Adam and Eve sinned, it was the Father who clothed them with garments of skin. That was mercy. In Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 7, he reveals himself to Moses as compassionate and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in faithfulness and truth. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, he invites his people, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall become as white as snow." That is not an angry God. That is a merciful Father. And in the New Testament, while we see Jesus' mercy and grace, we also see him warning of judgment. The Father who sits on the throne in Revelation is the same God who parted the Red Sea. There is no contradiction. The Father has always been holy, and he will always be merciful. The beauty of the Father is seen most clearly in his relationship with the Son. At Jesus' baptism in Luke chapter 3, verse 22, the Father's voice thundered from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." At the Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, he declared, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And in John chapter 17, verse 24, Jesus prayed, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." Do you see it? The Father has loved the Son for all eternity, before time even began, before creation even existed. There was a perfect relationship of love between Father, Son, and Spirit. And that means that when the Father sent the Son into the world, it was not cold duty. It was a gift of love. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." And here is the wonder of it all. Through Christ, that same Father becomes our Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Because of Jesus, the Father does not just stand above as creator. He draws us near as Abba, the intimate Father who loves his children. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 says, because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. The eternal God who spoke galaxies into existence invites you to call him Abba. The God who thunders from Sinai also stoops to hold his children close. He disciplines us in love, provides for us in mercy, blesses us in grace, and promises to never leave us nor forsake us. So when we ask, who is God the Father? The answer is breathtaking. He is the eternal source of all things. He is the creator and the sustainer of the universe. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the loving Father of the Son. And through Christ, he is Abba to us. This changes everything about how we live, how we pray, and how we worship. When you pray, you are speaking to your Father in heaven who hears you. When you worship, you are not appeasing a distant deity. You are delighting in your Father who delights in you. When you walk through trials, you are not abandoned. You are carried in your Father's hands. And today I want to challenge you to take time and pray directly to the Father. Thank him for creation. Thank him for your salvation. Thank him for calling you his child. And then go a step further. Call him Abba. Speak that word out loud in prayer today. Let the Spirit remind you that you have been adopted. Let that truth quiet every fear, silence every lie, and anchor your soul in his love. Say this with me. The Lord is my Father. I am his child, and I belong to him. Say that again. The Lord is my Father. I am his child, and I belong to him. Now, tomorrow, we will look at the Father's role in creation and in providence, how he not only brought everything into existence, but how he continues to uphold and direct the universe by his wisdom and power. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.